Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
A couple of times throughout the years it's been bin day and I've had a little bit too much rubbish, so before dawn's early light I've put the slippers on and taking the extra bags up and down the street, hoping to find a little bit of bin space, and very embarrassing, hoping that the neighbour's security light didn't come on. David Puxty, he's the creator of BinShare. Good morning. We're obviously not talking about bins in the average everyday street, but more the dumpster kind of situation. It's been called the Airbnb for bins. Good morning.
G'day, Todd. How's things?
Things are fantastic. So what you're talking about here is using that the bin space that when the guys come and collect it, instead of emptying a half-empty bin, the opportunity to have a full bin emptied without you having to have one of the dumpsters.
Yeah, that's right. So businesses all over Australia generally pay a set fee for their bins to be picked up each week or three times a week or whatever they do. And generally the waste companies make a bit of an art form out of what they call flipping air. So picking up a bin that's as light as possible so they make as much money out of it as they possibly can. So I'm giving clients an avenue to be able to actually make the best use of that space and provide a service to businesses and residents around them.
You probably haven't been out and about checking in dumpsters to find out how full they are, whether they're half or a quarter or a third, but any kind of figures on how many bins, as you said, flipping air, get basically emptied when they're only half full or not to capacity?
Yeah, so there's 500,000 of these bins in probably the most convenient places throughout towns and cities. If you think about someone in Newcastle West driving out to the rubbish tip on a Saturday morning, they've probably driven past 50 or 100 half-full industrial bins on the way out there, with those people destined to have their bin picked up half-full for no real return. So, there's 500,000. Obviously, some of them are full to the brim each week, but in general, we say that they're basically half-full. Most of them are half-full.
Well, the cost of doing business is increasing day by day by day. And one of the things we do know that every dollar or every $10 counts for some small businesses. So that could be something that could really help them in a situation where they need to get rid of the rubbish, but they really can't stretch. Or two, they don't have the space for a dumpster.
Yeah, that's right. And if you think about maybe a removalist where you've got two guys in a truck driving to the rubbish tip to maybe dispose of or recycle the cardboard boxes. We're providing a solution where instead of driving half an hour to the tip and back, these guys can go to the app and find a suitable cardboard bin within a few minutes of where they're working and get to the next job. So we're looking to be able to decrease the operating costs for businesses and also just decrease the cost and the hassle of waste management for residents around the city.
And that's the point, isn't it? At the end of the day, the environment benefits because we know that 99.9% of people are pretty good, but we're hearing more and more of rubbish being dumped in, you know, our bushland areas, our state forest areas. If there was a more cost-effective way to get rid of that one-off or on an ongoing basis, you'd have to say that the environment's going to benefit.
Yeah, look, I've been chatting with some of the charities because in particular the charities sort of foot the bill of a lot of this illegal dumping around their bins. And we think there's probably three main factors at play for people to illegally dump. And they're probably cost, the location, as in a long way to a tip, and the opening hours of the tip. And we think that, you know, if we can open up thousands more opportunities or options for people to be able to use these bins at a cheaper cost and at opening hours that are greater than the tip, I just can't help but think for those people that do actually drop their waste on the side of the road or buy a charity bin, that we're giving them a lot of options, and perhaps for $10, they won't actually go to that extent to do what they currently do.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head, really, because the charity bins were once upon a time where you'd drop off your clothing or maybe, you know, some household goods. Now people are just basically treating them as a pseudo rubbish bin, aren't they?
They are, and it costs those charities $20 million a year to be able to get rid of the waste that they can't actually sell through the shops. So, you know, it's appalling, really. And we're actually, we've reached out to the Smith family at this early stage of our business, and they certainly want to be a part of it. To be able to actually not only show people bins that are half empty that they can use, but to show them other avenues for the things that they are trying to get rid of that other charities, for instance, can then on-sell. So We want to be the hub for people to go to and look and see what their options are for what it is that they would ordinarily go to the tip for.
Okay, so if you're a business that's got a half-empty dumpster, or you're a business that doesn't need a full dumpster or can't afford a full dumpster, how do you go about it?
Well, for now, go to binshare.com.au and register your interest. We are currently building the site, and we'll be working feverishly over Christmas to have it all going. And those people that register their interest will be able to reach out to them in the new year and kick things off.
Fantastic, Dave. Have a great day. And hopefully, if it's going to help small business manage to stay on the straight and narrow and help the environment, it's a great idea.
Thanks, Todd. Cheers.
2NUR FM 103.7.